Let's record. Okay, I'm here with the lovely Jane McKay. Or are you Jane McKay?
Doesn't matter. I answer to both. It's actually McKay. Weird.
It is McKay. There you go. I thought I'd better ask that. And we're going to talk about Jane's experience recently because she's fairly drastically shifted her business model since joining the Aligned Business Mastermind this year. So, Jane, do you want to just start by giving us your elevator pitch and, well, your current elevator pitch?
I am a marketing consultant who works in all areas of marketing. I've come through from being a copywriter through to a designer, and now my children are bigger and I have more headspace. I'm focusing on strategy. I've really been on the tools for a long time. I've been in business now for 12 years, and I was looking to get out of that doing and into the more strategic role in the last sort of 6 months, 12 months. I've been looking to do that, but I just didn't quite have the foundations to get there.
Yeah.
So it's been quite a lot. I've invested in coaches and mentors along the way, and I just haven't quite had that shift that I've needed to have to kick my butt into the next level.
Kick your butt, because you're one of these people who can do pretty much everything, you know, and that is both a blessing and a curse, because
I really enjoy the geeky stuff too.
And you're good at it, and you understand it all. And I think it's a bit like we were talking about before we started recording. We're talking about getting our kids to help around the house. It's a bit the same thing. It's like, it's easier if I just do it myself, you know, and you get 100%. Stuck in that perpetual cycle, right? Mm. So I've got a few like sort of questions, because there's a really cool transformation that I saw you go through, and I want to share that with people. So let's go back to when you joined the mastermind. What was the thing within you that was like, I need to do this, like this is what I'm actually wanting out of this? What was your reason?
Well, see, I've worked with you on and like worked with around you for a really long time. We've known each other online for a really long time, you know, the 5-day money magnets, and I saw that work, and then I was like, oh, hang on, this lady's onto something. And then I joined Magnetic Money, and I was like, oh, hang on, like it's going like next level. And then I was like, I have an opportunity to work with Miriam. I know she's going to get me results. I know she's going to get me outcomes. It's not just going to be blah, blah, here, I'll tell you what to do, but I'm not actually going to help you get there, which is my experience, coaches and mentors in the past. Not everyone I've ever worked with, but I knew that I was going to get outcomes with you. And because it's a longer program, there's that accountability with everyone else in the group, which has been really beautiful. And working towards the goals that we set out, I knew that if I worked with you, I would actually achieve them, rather than doing it by myself, getting stuck in my head. I knew that I needed a level of accountability to get me there. And I knew that I could trust you to help me, because I've worked with you before and I know you're legit. And because you've got that beautiful combination of mindset and the woo, which I love, but also that really strong business foundation, it wasn't just going to be one set of tools that I was going to be given. It was going to be, it's not just go out and do your mantras and change your money mindset. It's not just that. It's also the, okay, how are you going to show up in your business? What do you need to do? Mm-hmm. And the really practical side of things, so you can actually implement beyond just saying your mantras, which is beautiful, and meditating, which I love. It's the actual doing in the business as well, which I went, right, it's going to be that magical kind of fusion of mindset and strategy that I need, and that I need in myself to get me to where I want to go.
Yeah. So when you, like around that time when you joined, what was your kind of secret hope for what would happen in your business?
My secret hope. Secret hope.
Your secret hope. Like, I hope this works. I'm going to do this thing. Want to change?
You talked about it
a little bit at the start, but did you even know that that's where you wanted to go at that point?
Well, since actually I've started working in the mastermind and with you, it's completely changed how I see my business. So I was very much, as I said, on the tools, and I thought that's just where I was going to stay. And then we had a conversation and you went, actually, have you thought about doing this? And I went, oh my God, you've just like completely changed my business holy moly, guacamole, as they said on math, I can do this. Like, I can do this thing. And you showed, it was that whole thing of having someone from the outside looking in going, yeah, you can stay on the tools if you want, but where's that impact? You know, where's that greater impact that you want to have on the world if you stay down there, whereas you could be up here and operating at that level and have so much more impact on the world and make more money in a much faster, easier and more aligned way. Mm. And so now that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, you certainly are. So back when you joined, though, you were like, from what I'm hearing, you were like, I know I need to do things better and I know you can help me figure it out.
But I don't know
I'm still clueless as to what it's going to be. Which
I have
is
no idea where cool, I'm going.
You know, that's thank you for the trust in me. Actually, and what I really would love you to share, and one of the reasons I said, can we please have this conversation and record it, is you talked to me about how you'd done one particular rather expensive coaching program and set up all these packages, and you felt really locked into, well, I've spent this money and I've made this commitment and now I've got to stick with it. Can you talk about that a little bit? Because I think that's a big trap for people.
So I worked with a coach, and who I trusted to get me where I wanted to go, but then when I was in it, I was like, oh. And it's when you get into with a coach and you realize they don't actually know that much more than you do, but because of the way their marketing's set up, you go, oh, you know, they'll do the right thing, it'll be awesome, and I'll get out the other end, and they're making, you know, five figure day month promises, whatever. And so we'd gone through the process of setting up packages around the skill set that I have, which is very, very practical and very much the doing. And I felt like so committed to those because I'd invested so much money to give them a push. And you know what? I never sold even one. In the iteration that had been given to me, I'd never sold one because I never felt completely aligned with what I was selling. And the price points were off for me. And, you know, I worked with this person for a long time and I was always just a bit, oh, I'm not sure on the price. Yeah, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. Just go for it. And because I didn't feel aligned with them, and this is something that I speak to my clients about and speak about all the time, is if you don't feel aligned with the packages, you're not going to show up and sell them. Mm. And people can smell that.
Yeah.
Instinctively, they can smell the fear and they can smell the misalignment and they can smell that, not smell, but they gut feeling comes through that you don't want to show up. And so you don't. And so instead, now I've got a package that I love and I know has impact on people's lives and can take them where they want to be. And I've just seen a client through the process and seen her out the other end. And now she's showing up and I'm like, I'm so proud of her. And she's just, you know, she just checks in with me now. It's like, I'm so glad you're my wing woman. And, you know, I'm so happy with what we've achieved together. And that's where I want to be. I don't want to be, okay, well, we'll go through 15 changes of website, you know, updates. And there was so much, I was so trapped in that time for money exchange. That there was no ability to scale in those packages. Mm-hmm. I know they were high end, but they were so dependent on me showing up constantly and really overgiving, where I'm happy to do that, but I would have just ended up in burnout really fast. Mm-hmm. And I've been there before, so absolutely. I know how it feels.
Mm. Yeah. And, you know, what was really interesting to me to notice, and it's like, I'm like, oh, I love my process when I witness it happening in somebody, because you were really locked into that, you know, you'd made that commitment, you were like, I gotta stick with it, and even though they weren't selling, you were still plodding away.
Yeah.
And then, like, talk to me about, because what I saw is, you know, we go through this process where we look at the core values and we build the blueprint around, you know, what's, we call it the soulscape, and like, how do you want to show up? What's going to nurture and nourish you and your soul and your life and the family and the family life and your lifestyle and blah, 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 and the level of income, of course, right? Mm. And we build this blueprint, and there was something with reconnecting to that that then allowed you to finally let go of those old packages. Like, did you feel that, how that connection to that deeper within what lights you up is what allowed you to be brave enough, I guess, to let go of what you had?
Yeah, it was realizing that being, so as humans, and when you're lacking confidence in what you're doing, we tend to value stuff. So we set up packages and we throw everything in them because we want people to see how valuable they are. And then you help me go, you know what? Just having a day with you and sitting there and talking strategy for a day is incredibly valuable. You don't actually have to. I was so locked into, I have to deliver something really tangible. And now I've realized that actually sitting there and talking about non-tangible things, ideas and strategy, and yeah, but they get a strategy out the other end of the process, but actually I don't have to deliver them a brand logo, a designed logo. I don't have to deliver them a website for them to see the value. And that was really massive mindset shift for me, because I've been so in delivery mode for so long that it's fine for me to spend a day with someone on Zoom or in person talking strategy, and people see a really high value in that. And it was having that shift in myself and seeing the value in myself, and you going, hey Jane, you know what, this is where your value is, just do that thing. And then just doing that thing, and within, you know, 2 days in a random Facebook group, someone from America went, I need that thing. And then someone else went, I need that thing. And so it's now I'm going, oh, okay. And I've already delivered it. So I know, like, after sitting on those packages and pushing those packages for like years and just doing all the other things that I did in the meantime that I didn't feel aligned with, and never selling one, to then designing this package that I feel completely aligned with and feels really aligned with my values and who I am and how I want to show up. And it fits in with that lifestyle that I'm creating. It was just like, boom, done. Like, and then people knew when I was selling it that it was something that I really wanted to sell. And when I talk about it, I get really energetic and I get really excited and I talk really fast.
Yeah, me too. I'm like, what's the name of the little squirrel on the movie Hoodwinked? Anyway, if you've watched it.
I haven't seen it.
I forgot his name. Anyway, anyone who's not seen Hoodwinked, best movie ever. Oh. Just a total random side note, but that's okay. So cool. So basically you've gone from not aligned, pushing crap uphill. That you kind of didn't really want anything to do with, to like feeling really connected and aligned. So where do you see it going next?
So next I'm really putting into, I've got some really major clarity around what I do, how I show up and why it's important. And so at the moment I'm creating content around that and then showing up, talking about what I do, talking about the process and why it's important. And then I see that magnetizing, you know, my dream clients.
Yeah. Cause the cool thing when we first sat down, we're like, well, why don't you just do this? And then you're like, oh yeah. And he said, well, I want to, what's, and I said, what's your income goal? And he said, well, for now it's like 20 grand a month. I went, well, you only have to sell 2 a week at the intro price.
At the intro price.
And 2 days later, you sold the first one.
Yeah.
And they're selling, right? And
And
everybody who's like, you've been around for ages and everybody knows, they're like, Jane is, you know, this amazing oracle of all things online business. And, you know, to have that, it's almost like people going, oh, finally, you know.
She's showing up and doing what she's meant to
do. She's actually going to, like, give me all her, like, she's going to bestow me with her wisdom and and all her knowledge and all her experience, rather than, oh, she's just going to go away and, like, build me a couple of pages
on
the website, but I'm still going to be going, and I have to tell her kind of what to do, but she knows more than me. Like, it's like you were totally, you were like the CEO who was delivering the mail.
Yeah, I totally was.
Yeah.
But that's a mindset shift. And that's something I help my clients through. But you can't, it's really hard to do it yourself.
Yeah, because we're in the middle of it. We can't see it. And then, yeah, we just get locked in. And, you know, I talk about momentum all the time. Like, we've got momentum up. I'm going, I'll try this and I'll just do this. And I'll just, maybe it was because, you know, it was Easter or it was school holidays. And so I'll just keep trying, you know, and there's always some excuse why we have to keep trying the thing that we know doesn't freaking work.
Yeah.
It's very easy to get bogged down in that and to waste like literally years. And, you know, what I always say to people is it's the time you've lost. It's all the worrying, and it's the, you know, how you suddenly start doubting your business. You're not enjoying it anymore. You start doubting yourself, and it costs a shitload of money and all the lost opportunity along the way, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Because how and long did I'm you like, spend like trying to sell packages that you didn't want anyone to buy?
How much time and energy did I invest in that? I don't even want to know when I should have been creating aligned content. But I know that now, like hindsight's a beautiful thing.
Yeah,
but
isn't it?
It's now, you know, I always trust in the like the timing of the universe and that I'm always in the right place where I need to be. And it's now that I'm mature enough and I have enough self-awareness that I can go through that transformation and show up and do this thing. And now my kids are at school full time. This probably should have happened in 2020, but yeah. You know, homeschooled.
Oh, yeah. Of course. So if you could send yourself like a little note back in time to your former self, the one who was like, you know, pushing the stuff she didn't want to sell uphill, what would it say? What would you say?
Oh, let that shit go, Jane, and just step up. And I always knew it was in there. I just had never had the faith to invest in myself and invest and have faith in myself that I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, mindset, just keep working on that mindset. It'll get there eventually. But yeah, it's funny how like when you're in starting in business, and I was talking about this in my podcast yesterday, was there becomes a tipping point between time and money being more valuable. And you know, when you're in startup, things are seen really expensive. And then when you're ready to invest, you go, I so completely see the value in that. And that is not, you know, such a huge investment anymore. And being in a position in my business to go, right, I'm going to invest in the mastermind. And, you know, there are other masterminds out there, but, you know, it's not like I didn't look around, but I just knew that if I worked with you, I would get results. And for a very low cost, very low.
It might go up.
It might go up, but still, like,
yeah,
it's so high value for what, but it feels high touch. Because when you're as busy as we all are showing up, you know, it's not super regular, but it's regular enough that you're always sort of working towards the next thing, working towards the next. And we've got our check-in tomorrow and I'm like, oh my God, I've got to do all this work tomorrow. And it feels like it sneaks up on you, but it's also, that's how it feels high touch. You know, any more regularly than we're also busy. It's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
So it's been amazing. Balance.
It's a balance between, you know, keeping you on track and bogging you down. With extra calls that you don't need to be on. And yeah. I think that's, you know, that's where a mastermind really earns its stripes, like when it gets the balance right of the support is there, the pointy shoes are always there. You know, we always talk about the loving pointy boot and you have enough of it, but you also have to commit to it. Like it starts with that. It starts with, do I want to commit to this? Is this, you know, is this something I'm committing myself and my business to? And you've got to show up.
Yeah.
It's like anything, just handing over the money does not get you the results.
No.
Very rarely.
I've got my mastermind notebook, so I'm committed. But like the calls we've had are so powerful and being in that group environment. Like I've been in tears of joy. And breakthroughs, and it's been amazing. Like what a bunch of amazing humans.
Yeah,
so it's been really
absolutely because they're all committed to growth and to supporting each other, and that's a great environment to be in. So, what would be? I already asked you what you would say to your old self. One final question: anyone listening who's going, and this is not like I'm not asking you to tell them to join the mastermind. It's more about that's not where I'm coming from. I'm more asking anyone who's kind of feeling like they're. Just, you know, doing the Groundhog Day thing in their business and they can't even see the trees for the forest, like, and they know they need to do something, whether it's joining this mastermind, another mastermind, or just, you know, taking a month off from their business. What would you say to them to kind of snap them out of it?
It's really easy to get stuck in spinning your wheels in your business and and seeing busyness as productive. But unless you take time out to actually be strategic in your business, you're just going to stay busy, but you're not actually going to progress. So you need to either take a day or invest in a mastermind or one day a week to go, right, I'm only focusing on strategy. I heard a thing the other day that said that, again, we were talking about podcast yesterday, was you should spend 25% of your business life in delivery and 75% in strategy and profit making activities.
Cool.
Which is an incredible flip from how we're taught that we should do in business. We're taught we should always be busy, always be in delivery, when actually you make more money doing less delivery and spending more time in strategy and profit creation.
Yeah. It's like the mastermind mantra, right, is do more with less. And it's kind of the 80-20 rule, you know, 75-25, 80-20.
Yeah, yeah, same.
Potato, potato. Very cool. Thank you so much, Jane Mackay. That's been an awesome chat. I'm so glad I asked you to join me. I think I might just drop this on my YouTube channel and share it with lots of wonderful people. And if people want to look you up and, you know, take advantage of the oracle of all things online business that is Jane Mackay, where do they find you?
They can find me, well, you can just Google me, Jane Mackay, M-C-K-A-Y, or I'm janemackaycommunications.com.au, or all across the interwebs at janemackaycomms on my socials. So thank you for having me, Miriam.
Oh, total pleasure. I'll make sure I tag you wherever possible where I share this, so it's easier for people to stalk you, hunt you down, and see if they can squeeze into your busy schedule.
Yeah, it's good times. Thank you, Miriam.
Total pleasure. Have a beautiful day. Bye.
You too. See you tomorrow.